Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Klal Samaches, and we're starting Siman Vav. Siman Vav is the Siman where the Chayyim deals with the concept known as this reason, Makdim, and the Mitzvah. So the language of the Chayyim is interesting, that it's not your Zoriz and your Makdim, it's reason. People which are Zrizim are Makdim the Mitzvah. People which are Zrizim do the Mitzvah with alacrity. They get up and do it as quickly as possible. They do not push it off. They try and want it. They want to do the mitzvah as quickly and as early as possible. In a certain sense, it's a form of an expression of the chavivus of the mitzvah to you. That since it's important to you, things which you don't, usually people do not like and not important to them, they try and push them off. And things that they're excited about and they want to do, they tend to do more easily, more quickly. Person likes to eat, says, you know, let's have supper now or supper later. If it's available now, let's have it now. Because I enjoy eating. A person has to make a phone call to someone they don't enjoy calling. They would tend to push it off unless they force themselves to do it earlier to get it done with. So Zviz and Makdim and the Mitzvah. So it's a certain element of expression of Chavivus of the Mitzvah, when in a certain sense is a form of a hitter mitzvah, like you've been talking about, expresses the mitzvah with a certain dearness that you have towards the mitzvah, like we spoke about when we discussed Zviz and Makdim, when we spoke about hitter mitzvah. In the Sefer Nesiyah Pekukecha, he will actually touch on the difference between the concept of Zviz and Makdim and the concept known as Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, which we'll clarify more about that. But let's see what the Chayyim says. Dabar she mitzvah b'yom, yaktim b'berker la'sosa, something which the mitzvah is to be done by day. So a person should get up early and do it by day, or in the morning. K'ksiba yashkem Avraham b'berker. So this is the makor that Chazal learned out the concept of Jesus Magdim and the mitzvah. The Rav Avinu got up to do the mitzvah. We're saying even though the mitzvah obviously was something which it was challenging for him, the idea of going to shecht his son. But he got up early and did it because it's a mitzvah, it's Hashem's Watson. And the appropriate thing to do is not to push it off, but to go and do it as soon as you have an opportunity. So something which is a mitzvah b'layla, a person should do at the beginning of the night. You shouldn't push it off. For example, a person has a choice to daven ma'ariv now or later. So it would be appropriate to daven Maariv towards the beginning of the night time. Instead of davening with the 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. at Maariv, you should daven the Maariv when it's ready, Tesha Kachabim. Before Tesha Kachabim, it's not the Zman yet. So it's not called Zrizim Makdim before the Zman. This reason or Makdim to do the mitzvah, the first opportunity they have for the mitzvah. Obviously, if a person has other considerations, it's not a chiyuv, it's a milah. So if a person has other considerations why he cannot do it earlier, so he will do it later. But otherwise, we have a concept of Zrizim Makdim. Afilu im yamtin azay yaseh b'rayvam mekomokam mutub liyos minim Zrizim Makdim. So I have a choice. We could do it later with a larger crowd, and you'll have the mila of b'rayvam hadras melech. Or I can do it earlier where I will not have b'rayvam Hadras Melech. So I have that the choice between the two options. Which one is appropriate to do? Should I daven later with the larger crowd? And there's a element of kavod to Hashem because there's the concept of Rav Am Hadras Melech. Or should I daven with the earlier minyan, which has less people, but it's ready by the Zman? Again, they're not talking about a minyan before the Zman. We're talking about a minyan which already is in the proper time. She says the mile of Zvizim Makdimin takes precedence. This is, of course, going to be a large conversation. But he says that he could easily have you be Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, that he has a raya from a Gemara. There's a raya from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the question is, we say Halal by Shachris, and we're to Kei Shofar in conjunction with Musaf. The Kiyas Shofar is, according to Ketanus Chazal, the Kiyas Shofar is done in conjunction with the Tefillah of Musaf. But Halal is said with Shachris. So Morris says, so why do we push up the Kiyas until Musaf? The Gemara says, Reva Hamahadras Melech. The Gemara says, well, if that's true, why do we say Halal by Rishon? If you're saying that more people tend to come towards Musaf time, so we should leave Halal till later as well. So the Gemara says, Halal is Rishon with the amount of mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Tekiyas as well. So my answer is, you're right, but with Shas Gezeira Malchus Shono, the Malchus made a Gezeira that they can't blow the shofar, and they would leave. They would put guards in the shul, which would not allow them to blow the shofar. So they were forced to push the shofar off till later. But then the guards had left, and they would blow the shofar. But Hanami. So what are we saying? Even though they were telling us that more people come most of the time than Shacharis time, Halal is said earlier because of Zvizim HaKdimin, and theoretically, Sharper would have been blown earlier as well because of Zvizim HaKdimin, the mitzvah, except that they couldn't blow it earlier because of there was the situation with the Melech. But if we have a choice between earlier with less people or later with more people, we would be mad if we would prefer to do it earlier because of Zvizim HaKdimin, even though there's less people involved. That's the Chayarim's Raya. And there's what to be mafalpul in this. Beis Hashem, we will clarify in the upcoming shiurim, and meanwhile, have a good day.